The Grammys are this Sunday, and with them, an unusual new category. That would be the category of video game music. What you just heard came from the 2022 Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok. And for more, we are joined by the game's composer, Stephanie Ikonomu. Stephanie, welcome. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about Dawn of Ragnarok. It's the latest episode in the huge Assassin's Creed series. We should say not to be confused with God of War Ragnarok, separate game. But your score, you draw from Scandinavian folk music. And you also draw from heavy metal. Let's take a little bit of listen to that. So Stephanie, you know, as we listen to this, what were you thinking when you took on this project? How did you kind of come to this sound we just heard?
Yeah, what was I thinking? That's a great question. Dawn of Ragnarok, when it came into my life, I wasn't really sure what the best way of telling this musical story was. It's such an epic. It follows Odin in the search for his son and finding vengeance for his family. And your main kind of nemeses in the game are fire giants and ice giants. So I knew that it had to have a scope and scale that was huge and emotional and ultimately very human.
Well, let's take a break and listen for a few seconds to the main theme from Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok, once again. Wow. I'm just curious, how long did it take until you said with your team, we got it?
That was kind of my second stab at the main theme. The first theme that I wrote just ended up living too much in the mystical world, and that wasn't quite the story we were trying to tell. Even if there was mythology, it didn't need to lean into that sort of fantastical feel. And so I picked up the viola, and that was one of the first things that I improvised. I wanted it to be lyrical and long. I wanted there to be yearning in it, but I also wanted it to have the potential to grow and become angry and just expand.
You know what? Do you have the viola with you next
to
you?
Oh, yes,
I do. Can you do a little bit of that?
Would you like me to play it?
Yeah.
Sure, I will serenade you.
Okay.
Hope it's in tune.
I mean, that is in the final product.
Yes.
Thank you for playing that for us.
Of course.
I can hear it. You have composed for video games. You have composed other kinds of music. Is composing video game music different in a way, in many ways?
It's different in the sense that in video games, you could have a player exploring or beating a boss for anywhere from 4 minutes to hours, you know? So the music has to adapt to the fact that from player to player, it's going to be a different experience. So the music is alive. It's living and breathing. It's ever evolving. You have to be very clever about how you design that music. Maybe you want to pick a tempo where you can do halftime and double time and switch between these feels so that you can get the most out of those sort of energy changes for the audience.
In this Grammy category, you are the only woman nominee, and it's in an industry that can be very male-dominated. Is that meaningful to you?
I am truly surprised that I am the only woman in that category because there are so many brilliant, influential women and women-identifying composers in video games. Sarah Schachner wrote the music for Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the main game, as well as other Assassin's Creed games. You know, Yoko Shimomura has had a big hand in defining video game music. Winifred Phillips, Lena Raine. There are just so many brilliant women voices in the video game music space. So I'm very surprised I'm the only one. I might be the first, but I'm not going to be the last. That's for sure. But it's still a huge honor to be able to be part of this category, especially in its inaugural year.
That is composer Stephanie Ikonomu. She is nominated for a Grammy for her score for Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok. Congratulations, Stephanie, and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.